Nikkurim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Tamid Bavli Daf Chof Tef. We begin Yerushalmi and the Chesem base on the fourth line, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Azal Lechad Asar Ama Ana Ben Azai Dehacha. Rabbi Yochanan went to a place and said, I am Ben Azai of here, means I'm ready to answer any question. Asar Chad Sab Shoile Ama Gidule Truma Gidule Gidulim Chulin. Aval Tevel, we should say Masa Rishon, Sichei Shriyis, Utrumas Chutzlords, Rabbi Medumah, Rabbi Kurim, Gidulein, Chulim. An elder came and asked him from a Mishnah. The Mishnah said that Gidulei Truma are Truma, Gidulehem, what grows from those Gidulim are Chulim. However, Tevel, Masa Rishon, Sefichim of Shemitah, which is that which grows by itself in Shemitah, Truma of Chutzlords, Medumah, which is where Truma mixed into Chulim, and Bikurim, their Gidulim are Chulim. Taman Laman Gidulim, Mutorim, Machad Ama, Gidulim, Asurim. There you say that Gidulei Maise and Bikurim are permitted, and in our Mishnah they say that they are forbidden. Amalei Ein Dat Alma Gidulei Mutarim B'Darshe Zarei Kala, and the Tamer Gidulei Masurim B'Darshe Ein Zarei Kala. Rabbi Yochanan said that the Gidulim are permitted in a case where the seed perishes. Gidulim are forbidden in a case where the seed does not perish, such as an onion where it just gets bigger. Amalei batanin and evu davar she'ein zarei kala kagoin aluf v'ashum v'abitzalim v'aluf v'ashum v'abitzalim chayav m'bikurim. The elder questioned him that a Mishnah teaches that which is, what's an example of something where the seed does not perish? Cases are luf, which is a kind of onion, garlic and onions. Well, aluf, garlic and onions obligated in bikurim. Ama azo bin azay dahacha asa shal levyanai. Rabbi Yochanan said, Ben Azay of here has left me that I can't answer any question like he can. And Rabbi Yochanan went and asked Rabbi Yanai. Amalei lemaisa hushava dovah she'ein zorei kala. Rabbi Yanai answered, regarding maisa, it was taught that if the seed does not perish, the gedulim are forbidden. Achav she should say to Rabbi Yochanan, Taman amar v'shur ben Levi, shekana shal nezeila hushava. The Gemara objects. Rabbi Yochanan seems to contradict himself. There was a Mishnah that taught the one who carries or moves a nevela or mechatas is metame begadim, if clothing becomes tame, but there's no tumas begadim for touching. How can one touch mechatas without moving them? Rabbi Shimon Levi said this was taught about touching the horn of a nevela, so it cannot apply to mechatas. Amalei loikein ofen rebi reisi kagris shnaim rama afacha begadilehem. And Rabbi Yochanan said back, did Rabbi not teach in the Mishnah the chashuchei habegadim in plural? If so, you can't say it applies only to nevela. Also here, gidulehem is plural. Why did Rabbi Yochanan accept Rabbi Yochanan's answer that it applies only to maisa? Now the Vilna Gaon takes out several lines of text here because he had them written earlier, and it should start with Amar Rabbi Hillel. Hein the tamer gedulayim asurim rabbonin when the tamer gedulayim atarim Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yochanan give a second answer. You say that gedulim are forbidden according to rabbonin. You say that gedulim are permitted according to Rabbi Shimon. Amalei v'hataninim gedulei hektosh u'masa sheni chulin u'poyda isam bezman zon. We object to a Mishnah that says that gedulim of hektosh u'masa sheni are chulin, and he redeems them based on the value of the seeds at the time he planted them. Eivadav u'poyda isam lami pnei kedusha sheyesh bahem. Why does he redeem them? Isn't it due to the Kedusha in them? Over here, they should require a Mechitza due to the Kedusha in them. And the third answer is from Yirmiyah quoting Rabbi Imi, quoting Rish Lakish. You say that Gedulim are forbidden. Issa Mechitza means outside Yerushalayim. You say that Gedulim are permitted to non-Kehanim. The Mishnah said that these apply to Maisa and Bikurim, but not to Truma. Taman Taninan, Vegamna Sativ, Zu Truma, Utrumas Maisa. There's a Mishnah that teaches, quoting from a Pasuk in Dvarim, Chafbar, Pasuk Yugimel, and he's also given them. This is referring to Truma and Trumas Maisa. Taman Adama Truma, Tu'una, Vidui, Hachad Adama Truma, Ina, Tu'una, Vidui. The Gemara asks, well, there you say that Truma requires Vidui, and here you say Truma does not require Vidui. Amar Bila, and I should say, Taman benois nana hacha benoigla. The Bila answered, there it discusses the giver, and here it discusses the receiver. And now we have to add the following gifts. The Tanya ha-maisu ha-bikurim, echad ha-noisnam, be-echad ha-noiglam, to unim Vidui, V'tumah nois natoon vidui noit la'inton vidui. We bring from a baisa now masa mikurim, both the giver and the receiver are obligated in vidui. Tumah, the giver is obligated in vidui, but the receiver is not. Amar b'zeira, rabbanan the tamon savrin, I should say kain, rabbanan the hocha amin mishesh le masa b'fnei atzmai, mizvade, I should say bikurim b'fnei atzmai, mizvade, mishesh le tumah b'fnei atzmai, ena mizvade. A second answer is from Rabbi Zeira that Rabbanon there hold like Rabbi Hillel. Rabbanon here in Eretz Yisrael say, one who has Maaseh alone, he says Vidui. Bikurim alone, he says Vidui. One has Truma alone, he does not say Vidui. Am Rabbi Yosi Masnisa Am Kain. Rabbi Yosi Oimer Yesh Lahen Ari Miklot. We have a support from Rabbi Yosi, the Amira from a Mishnah. Rabbi Meir says Kohanim and Levim don't say Vidui. Rabbi Yosi, the Tana says that they say Vidui because they have cities of refuge and therefore they can grow things. Mammon Kaiman, what are we discussing when we're saying Vidui for? In Matruma or Maase, Shalayhein. If it's Truma and Maase Rishon, this can't be because they are his. Beer doesn't apply because the Kohen may keep his Truma and Maase Rishon forever. And again, Kaiman, I should say the Maase Sheni or Bikurim. Rather, we're discussing Maase Sheni and Bikurim. Even a Kohen must give Bikurim to another Kohen and both of them must be eradicated at the time of Beer. Amar Bila, Shemanam, Mishu Yeshle Maase Rishon Atzmai, Mithvade, Mishu Yeshle Bikurim Rishon Atzman, Mithvade, Shemanam, and Rabbi Lah rejects that. He says, do we learn from here that one who has Maaseh alone, he says Vidui, and one who has Bikurim alone, he says Vidui? Perhaps it's only if he has both of them. Do we learn from here that one who has Truma alone, he does not say Vidui? Perhaps Esau says for Truma alone.